Hi, stranger. It's been a while. I've missed you. It's okay. You can look at my butt.
Monday Mass with Chris Cote.
That's right. Hello and welcome to the Monday Mass. I am your host, Chris Cote. This is the Monday Action Sports Show. All the action sports news that I care to talk about, covering the last week, and that would be the week leading up to today, which is March 27th. Lots of happenings, lots of news, lots of radness going on in the world of action sports. And let me tell you, I want to be very thankful to our friends at You Online. You! Thank you so much to You Online for all the great work you've been doing for getting my podcast out there. There's a ton of great podcasts on youonline.com, so check them all out. And I also want to say thank you to our sponsor, Torrey Holistics. That's right, Torrey Holistics, the closest licensed, legal, permitted medical marijuana collective to North County, San Diego. We got cannabis consultants. Listen, I don't really even smoke marijuana myself, but I'm a full-blown fan of the CBD program. CBD oils, talking about insomnia, anxiety, PMS. I don't have PMS, but I got everything else. And so far, the CBDs have been, man, they're apparently they're a wonder drug. Not even a drug. Just a oil. I'm loving it. CBDs. TorreyHolistics.com. T-O-R-R-E-Y Holistics.com. Let's get right into it. This is the Monday Mass. So much news to cover. We got a couple reactions from last week's show. People commenting about using the phrase action sports. Action sports. It's kind of a dirty word. Words. Two words. I don't know what else to call it. Board sports? That sounds worse to me. It's action sports. It's action-packed sports that you do on wheels, on snow, on water. So I'm gonna take back action sports. I'm gonna take it back, and it's gonna be a cool phrase from now on. So there you go. The Monday Action Sports Show has taken back the phrase action sports. And it's cool now. So let's get into it. Snow news. Snowboarding. We're starting in the snow today because we have a lot of really cool snow news. Snow news brought to you by our PR partners, Master Plan PR. They've got a master plan to help spread the word about this very show. And you're going to start to see the fruits of their labor all over the world because I got Master Plan PR behind me. Behind the Monday Action Sports Show. They got other clients too. DC Shoes, Etney, Scheckler Foundation, Woodward, Hoonigan, MasterPlanPR.com, or at MasterPlanPR on Instagram. They're my friends, and they're going to make this show huge. And when you're listening now, you can, in a year, say, I used to listen to that show when it was nothing. Now it's huge. Thanks to the homies at MasterPlanPR. Snow news. All right. I love these contests where people make video parts and send them in. One of the best contests of this genre is the X Games Real Snow. All right. X Games Real Snow 2017 just went down. Frank Bourgeois, oh my God. This dude's part was ridiculous. All right. There's five, six guys in the X Games Real Snow. The first part I watched was Frank Bourgeois, and for me, I was, that's it. Tapping out. I'm in a chokehold of radness. Oh my God. Hammers the whole way through. Wall rides, death gaps, huge rails, like 58 stair rails. And if even if you don't know a damn thing about snowboarding, this part is crazy. It's nuts. The thing about, so X Games Real Snow is about urban or street snowboarding. And the thing about street snowboarding is half the tricks they do are off third, fourth floor buildings. They're flying off of buildings. These are tricks that could kill you. And they're just this part, all the parts are packed with them, but Frank Bourgeois' part in particular has about 8 tricks that he could have died trying. I mean, air, wall, right? Like, it's, you can't even describe it. You have to watch it, which is counterintuitive to me doing a podcast because I'm trying to explain to you how crazy this part was. I mean, every rail is over 25 stairs. Most of them are kinked. It's heavy. So watch X Games Real Street. It's on ESPN.com/X Games. But you know what? I don't want to fix the election. But X Games Real Snow, even though Frank Bourgeois is now your gold medalist, there's still a fan favorite vote out there. Fan favorite vote. So go watch these X Games parts and you vote for yourself. I voted for Frank Bourgeois. And thanks to homie Eddie Wall for the heads up. Texted me and just saying, go watch Frank Bourgeois's part. Mental. So you do that too, because I did it and you should too. Red Bull, Uncorked, Mark McMorris, Seb Toots, which is the best name in snowboarding. Sebastian Toutant, a.k.a. Seb Toots. Let me get some toot-toot. Let me get some Seb Toots. So Red Bull Uncorked, a crazy, crazy video part. I love that Red Bull just builds a park, lets some of the best snowboarders in the world ride it. These guys are doing crazy doubles, combos, unstrapped weirdness, and the follow cam footage that they've gotten in this part is wondrous. It's spectacular. And of course, Mark McMorris, one of the best snowboarders ever, ripping. And I love this trick they do. I don't know if there's a name for it, but they kind of like air off the jump, but they just drag their hand. Is that called a handy? I don't know. There's a couple of those in there, and they're really cool. More contest news. This was reported by Monday Mass newsman on the scene, Tim Swart from Bonfire. So the Bonfire Axe Jam just went down at Big Boulder Park. It's about 80 miles from New York City and Philadelphia. And what they've done is built a giant axe. So there's a giant axe, and the contest kind of surrounds this axe. There's a mini pipe jam. The mini pipe goes into the axe feature, and it's a cool looking contest, and there's obviously shredding going on. Miles Falcon from New Jersey won the Bonfire Axe Jam. Best trick was Shane Weiss, and the Legend Award went to Paul Horning for charging all day. That's the words of Tim Swart. 60 degrees, sunny, tons of snow. So Big Boulder Park went down this weekend. The Bonfire Axe Jam. In other snow news, we're going back to the 80s. I was super excited to hear about this contest. I'm talking about the Tom Sims Retro Worlds Invitational. And I got something special for you. I got the number one Tom Sims Retro Worlds Invitational snowboarder. Listen to this message that I got from Todd Richards.
Hey, Chris, it's Todd. I just got back from the Tom Sims Retro Worlds Invitational. It's great. My back is super sore. They had a vintage halfpipe that was about 4 feet deep that really hurt every time you landed. But guess what? I won the legend division. The alleged division. Anyway, it was super fun, and there was a bunch of dudes there, and you would have had a fantastic time. And, yeah, you couldn't ride anything later than 1989 in the halfpipe. So there were a lot of really narrow stances, and a lot of people landed flat, and it was a lot of fun. I'm not even really sure if this is your voicemail. There was a weird woman in the beginning of it. Okay, well, hope everything's cool. Talk to you later.
Yeah, Todd. You're champion. Oh, that makes me, I'm so proud of you, man. Todd Richards, the champion of the 80s only Tom Sims Retro Worlds Invitational. I can't wait to see the footage of this. And not just the boards are retro, the dudes on the boards are also retro. They were all adults in the 80s. No, but it's cool. I mean, these are snowboarders that basically invented the way we all snowboard today. And they did it on boards now that when you see one of these 80s snowboards now, it looks crazy. You're wondering what the hell we were doing and how did they do this on the... It's like, look at 80s skateboards, same thing. How did they do this on this board? Dudes are shredding. Congratulations to another Monday Mass staffer, our special guy. He is special in the field. Todd Richards, your champion. What do you say we move on to surf news? Cause the pressure's unreal. I'm not saying that it's not. You're causing a scene. And here we go, surf news. Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. That's right, folks. Shop local. Support your local surf shop. And if you're in San Diego, you got 5 locations to choose from for South Coast Surf Shops. Pacific Beach, Ocean Beach. We got 2 all-girls Wahini shops. A closeout shop. It's still cold, folks. South Coast Surf Shops has a closeout shop that offers 50% off all wetsuits from past seasons. Quicksilver, O'Neill, Billabong, yada, 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 you got it. South Coast Surfboards, also shaped glass locally, and you can find them all online at southcoast.com. Let's get into surf news. Lots of internet chatter, as well as chatter in person in the water. I surfed a bunch this weekend, and I heard a lot of people talking. People were talking to me about the first stop on the WSL World Championship Tour. You know, most people 100% positive, feeling psyched about the first event. People were shredding. But of course, the elephant in the room was talk about the judges. And you know what? Try to judge a surf contest. That is hard. And I know I posted something up, I was tactful. I didn't say Kelly got robbed. I said, did Kelly get robbed? And robbed might be a harsh word. I think he got edged out by Gabriel Medina. That was probably the most controversial call of the first event, the quick pro at Snapper Rocks. That was the most controversial call. It wasn't that bad. It was, you know, and judging's hard. We got a whole year. The right guy won. Owen Wright won. The right girl won. Stephanie Gilmore. These are your 2 leaders. Steph Gilmore, Owen Wright. Coming up next, the Drug Aware Pro at Margaret River. I'll get back to that. Let's talk Goofy Footers. I mean, if we're talking World Tour, let's talk the real rivalry here. Goofy versus regular. I'm a Goofy Footer. Go Goofy. 5 of the 8 men's quarterfinalists at Snapper were Goofy Foot. Number 1 and number 2 on the men's side. Goofy Foot going into the next event at Margaret River. It's going to be tough. I think for Goofy Foots, Margaret River can be a big, not mushy, but not, you know, it's a big kind of crumbling, mostly right. If you've ever tried to surf a somewhat facey, mushy-ish wave on your backhand, it's very hard. But it can be done. Matt Wilkinson has showed us that. Owen Wright most likely will show us that. Hopefully, we'll see waves go down at the box. I got picks coming up at the end of this for that contest. Italo. Italo! No! No! My man! Oh, this sucks. Italo. Italo Ferreira, he gets hurt. Ferreira. Dude. So Italo got hurt doing air at D-Ball just after the contest in Australia. He busted his ankle. Well, he didn't bust it, but he tweaked his ankle. He's out for the next two contests. This is sad. Italo is my guy, man. I was thinking this guy was going to be in world title contention. He still has a chance, of course. But he's going to have some hard work to do. And that's the thing about guys that do airs like this. John, Gabriel Medina, Felipe Toledo, all of them have had and do still have ankle things. And how do we fix it? Well, they have to fix it. And it's easy for all of us to say, just land better. You know, don't land in the flats. Land in the transition of the wave. And it seems like, of all of these guys, and there's about five of them that are in this conversation of aerial wizards, John Florence has figured out best how to land in the transition. And I think that's due to a couple ankle injuries himself. He's just figured out if you land in the flats too much, you're rolling the dice every single time. And that would mean it's so fun to watch. It's fun to surf like that. It's fun to, you know, see this go down in heats. But we don't like to see our favorite surfers get injured doing what we want to see. We don't want this to be a blood sport. Come on. So it's about, you know, the top guys in the world. And they are obviously not taking my advice. But I'm saying work on the landings. Do not land in the flats. You land in the flats too much, your ankles are going to explode. And that's what happened to Italo Ferreira. And it sucks because I love the dude. Get well soon, Italo. This is pretty interesting news here. Patagonia is bringing their patented personal surf inflation vest, the PSI, to market, available for all of you. For all of you that want to go surf 50-foot waves, but just didn't want to because you didn't have the right vest, well, you can do it now. You can get your vest from Patagonia and you can paddle out wherever you want and surf as big a waves as you want. There is a catch. And I like this catch. You know, we don't want unprepared, numbnut surfers paddling out at big wave spots and feeling fine because they have the vest. No, you've got to pass a safety course in order to qualify to get a PSI vest from Patagonia. Patagonia just seems to do things right. And I love this call. You can't just walk in or go online and buy one of these vests. You have to show them that you have passed a certified safety course. It's great. I don't need a vest. I don't need to surf waves over 6 feet. I'm fine. Thank you. But you go buy one. Pass your course, then go buy one. Then go surf big waves. Enjoy yourself. Video news. Yes. Lots of good videos dropping as of late. One in particular, Gnarly Brett Barley, a combo from hell. I know he is a pious man, so this was a combo from heaven. Talking about tube, 12-foot alley-oop, boom. North Carolina, somewhere very cold. It was mental. And doing big airs in the cold is extremely difficult. More difficult than doing it in the tropics. Brett Barley, probably one of the most underrated surfers in the world. I found that on Stab, stabmag.com. Good stuff on there. Parker Coffin, 20 waves. So Parker Coffin, and this could be a little bit of a rumor thing going on here. I think this is a footage dump. It's all good footage, but he's got no stickers on his board. So I think he's dumping footage because he's going to get sponsored soon. Main sponsor. I wish Monday Mass could sponsor Parker Coffin. I love this guy. I love you, Parker. And I think he's getting a sticker on his board. That's why he's dropping this footage. It's all good stuff. Watch the Parker Coffin edit. It's on the internet. Jordy Smith. Jordy Smith just dropped just now, last week. It's 20 minutes of balls to the wall shredding. Some of the best backside tube riding you're going to see at Skeleton Bay. A lot of shredding, but to me, the best part about this video, well, obviously the surfing is great. The music. Jordy and his team, Dane Staples, Mr. Staples, great picks. Best use of Nothing Else Matters by Metallica I've seen in a surf video ever. Guns N' Roses, 80s glam, girls, girls, girls. Beautiful cinematography. J-Bay firing the end section. dude, Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song, straight into Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Crowley, finishes it with a bang, big old front side, corked out, 540, double grab, pat, I'll give you a pass, massive. Watch Jordy Smith just now, it's a great video. Thank you to Beach Grit. What up, Beach Grit? And the people that comment on Beach Grit. So Beach Grit told me that they were going to do a story about this very, this little podcast, this little Monday Mass podcast with Chris Cote. I was scared. Michael Cimarella hooked it up, but he was honest. Hopefully I said your last name right. He was very nice. This was probably one of the nicest things I've ever read on Beach Grit, and it was about me. So it made me feel good. Thank you, Beach Grit. I was terrified that I was going to get slaughtered by you guys, but they were very nice, very complimentative. Not a word, but I'll take it. And then the comment sections opened up, and I said, here we go. Now, I love a good comment. I can take it. I got thick skin. I've been getting harassed in comment boards for 15 years. But even the comments were good. A couple guys that don't like the sound of my voice. I get it. I was born with this. Sorry. That's where I got the action sports being a bad word comment, and I get it. Somebody on there said I should call it board sports, but man, I think action sports sounds better. Am I repeating myself already? Anyway, beachgrit.com. Thank you so much for the nice story and the commenters who are usually so mean and so nasty were actually nice. Felt great. Feel good. Thank you. Also, Shaper Studios, I took delivery of a beautiful self-shaped by me 7-2 asymmetric, just so fun. I shaped it a couple weeks ago. You might have seen it on youonline.com, a little video we made about it. Anyway, it's a 7-2 tri-fin with a kind of squash tail into a round tail, a little asym vibe. I rode it all weekend, so fun. If you've never shaped your own surfboard, you have to try it at least once. This is the second board I've ever shaped, and this one is it's a gem. If you see me in the water riding it, come and take a turn on it because you're going to love it. It's super fun. So Shaper Studios, hooked that up. There's a self-shaped surf contest coming up here in April. More on that to come. Sponsor news. Do you guys care about sponsor news? Coco and Mason Ho are on Spy. Tia Blanco is on Sector 9 Skateboards. You care about that stuff? Well, I just told you anyway. Back to the WSL kind of vibe news. The Big Wave World Tour has been condensed into 3 events. Puerto Escondido, Pe'ahi. I was taught by some of my rather muscular Hawaiian friends. It's not Pe'ahi, it's Pe'ahi. And I will never say that wrong again. Pe'ahi Challenge, and then the Nazaré Challenge in Portugal. So you have 3 Big Wave World Tour events, Porto Escondido, Pe'ahi, and Nazaré. That cuts out the Punta de Lobos in Chile, the Pico Alto in Peru, the Punta Galea in Spain, the Nell Scott Reef Contest up in Northern California, and the Todos Santos event in Mexico. For the 2017 Big Wave World Tour season, it kicks off May 1st. Congratulations to our new Big Wave World Tour Commissioner, Mike Parsons. Great job to Pete Mel. And Gary Linden, who started this thing off. I worked with Pete Mel many times on the Big Wave World Tour. It was awesome. I was actually at the Todos Santos contest as well as the Pe'ahi Challenge last year. And I'm fine with this. I mean, that's 3 Big Wave World Tour events at 3 of the heaviest spots in the world. You're going to see surfing at Punta de Lobos, Pico Alto, Todos Santos. It'll be on video, so you can watch it yourself. I told you I was going to make my picks for the Drug Aware Margaret River Pro, which starts March 29th. Top 3 men will be John Florence, Kelly Slater, and Connor Coffin, hopefully. On the women's side, Lakey Peterson, Carissa Moore, and Courtney Conlogue. Those are my picks. I'm in a new fantasy surfing team on Fantasy Surfer. Ken Lewis got me in. Taylor Steele, a bunch of the crew. I'm going to smoke you guys this week. Kelly Slater released another whimsical wave pool video with DJ Flume and friends. Riding boogie boards, bodyboards, sup squatches, having fun. You know, some people are kind of mad, like, I want to ride that thing. These guys are riding it. They're not even trying. You know what? I like this video because it shows how Kelly Slater's wave pool can also be fun for beginners. And they're all smiling so big, it's like their teeth are going to explode out of their face. And I want to surf it. I want to surf with DJ Flume. I want to listen to DJ Flume DJ while I surf. And Kelly watches and goes, you know what, Chris? Finally, I get to watch you surf right in front of me. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. I will be there soon. Please invite me. This was pretty surprising. Well, the first part's not surprising. Cole Rothman was just handed a check for $25,000 for catching, riding, tubing, weaving, bobbing, somehow miraculously making the craziest wave pipeline of the winter. The O'Neill wave of the winter goes to Cole Rothman. That was no surprise. That was the heaviest wave caught. I mean, madness. What was surprising is, what's the date today? March 27th. So on March 25th and 26th, Pipeline was firing. Spring break. Spring break at Pipeline is pumping. Dave Wassel's Instagram was going off just as hard as Pipeline was. Loved it. Surf news is presented by South Coast Surf Shops. See you in the water. Let's go to the skate park. But whoops. Yeah, now let's go. Skate news, skateboarding news, here on the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. Arizona's own Jagger Eaton won this weekend's Cowtown Skateboards Phoenix Am. This is a big deal. This is one of the heaviest amateur skateboarding events in the world, all right? And this is interesting as well because Jagger Eaton, I just mentioned him last week, he had the record for the longest 50-50 grind in the world. Moose just took it last week, but Jagger took it back by winning, or something back. Jagger destroyed the park in Phoenix, Cowtown Skateboards Phoenix Am. Jagger started his run, big old kickflip back lip, boom, front blunt, bam, 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 just like he had an Uzi. Finished off his run, kickflip frontside air, sick contest. Like I said, one of the heaviest amateur skateboarding contests in the world. And there's really there's no real distinction between am and pro these days. These ams are so good. And you watch the replays of this contest and you will see just that. Sponsor news for skateboarding. Yo, this is actually a pretty big deal. Australian, big dog, Andrew Brophy got on Girl Skateboards. And Girl Skateboards doesn't just put people on unless they're really good. Andrew Brophy, I believe he was on Cliche before, so now he's got a pro model on Girl. He fits. His welcome part was insane. Welcome to Girl. So I'm excited to see more Andrew Brophy on Girl Skateboards. I just saw this morning. Jordan Maxim Raw Clips. And the title is called Skateboarder Almost Impaled by Fence. Dude, Jordan Maxim is psycho good. He's just plain psycho. Now, I didn't know much about Jordan Maxim until I saw him in that, the Mountain Dew video. And, wow, this dude is heavy, 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 heavy. Pretty much should have died trying this trick, but he didn't. And you can see it for yourself on skateboarding.transworld.net. In other Transworld skateboarding news, the cover of the year for the Trans World Awards goes to Lizzie Armanto, Indie Air in Denver, shot by Bart Jones. That was in November. And, man, Lizzie is having a hell of a month. Just went pro, got a Thrasher cover. Now her Trans World cover from November got Trans World's Cover of the Year. Photo of the Year went to Tyler Manchild Pacheco, frontside flip shot in Santa Clarita, California, by my man Sam Moeller. Congratulations. That was from February. Whoa, where'd my skate news go? There it is. We're back. Okay. This is going to be big. This is going to be that. See, to me, big sounds dumb. This is going to be great. And this is happening probably right now, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. K-Walks and Friends, Down Under, the full-length video, or the full-length web clip, dropping on ThrasherMagazine.com today. This is going to be fantastic, folks. Or was fantastic, depending on when you're listening to this and or watched that. I'm trying to finish this podcast so I can watch it as soon as it hits the internet. I'm excited. What else is going on in skate? Ooh, Battle of the Barracks has named names for their greatest of the great Battle of the Barracks game of skate. Talking about some of the best flatlanders in the game, in the world, on the planet. Battle at the Barracks, the ultimate game of skate. Let me just rattle off some of these names. All right, Shane O'Neill, Louis Lopez, P-Rod, Costin, Blake Carpenter, Carlos Ibero, Corey Cepeda, Mickey Papa, that dude's rad. He gave me a bottle of water at the skate park one day, out of nowhere, super nice guy. Morgan Smith, a former champion, Tom Asta, Pudwell, Walker Ryan, Will Fjok. That dude skates all the parks I skate, he gets there later than me. Billy Marks, Chris Cole, who else, PJ Ladd, Moose, current record holder for the longest 50-50 ever done. Joslyn, Gustavo, Dennis Buznitz, Ishad, and many more. Malto. Ooh, and Buttery Ass Donovan. Battle at the Barracks 2017. The best of the best is going to be awesome. You want to see a bad skate video? Check out my Instagram, at Chris Cote. I filmed a video in front of my house. Literally. So that's the challenge to y'all. I got a little thing that I do on my Instagram. It's called See It, Skate It. It's basically where you just see something stupid and you skate it. Jump out of your car. Do whatever. Film yourself skating. Doesn't matter if you're 14 or 40. Film yourself skating something and put it on Instagram. Instagram is like, you know, the free zone. Be free to be yourself on Instagram. You know, if you suck at skating, it doesn't matter. Put a video up. Who cares? It's fun. I did. So my new challenge is See It, Skate It, local. I'm talking about you need to go find something to skate within 150 yards of your own couch. That's what I did this weekend. It was super fun. Forces you to just find something and skate it. Check out my Instagram, at Chris Cote. So that's been the Monday Mass. Bam! Great episode. Thank you. You're welcome, Chris. Good job. Great hosting. Great podcasting. Hey, congrats to you, founder, Chris Cantori. Great, great story in the business section of the Union Tribune. You. A lot of yous. No, but Chris Cantori, he's got a podcast here on the U Media Network, uonline.com. It's called Cantori and You. Listen to it. It's wonderful. It's my partner. It's my man, Cantori. And there's lots of fun new podcasts that will be dropping on the U Online platform soon. As far as the Monday Mass goes, do you like it? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Let me know. Let us, let everybody know. Subscribe, rate, review it. Go to iTunes. Give us some stars. Give us one star. Give us five. Me, us, you and me, we're all in this together. This has been the Monday Mass for March 27th. I'm going to Cabo, and you'll hear more about that next week on Monday Mass. Bye-bye.
a building in the distance, surrealistic sight. On Echo Beach, waves make the only sound.